Now we have two stories of fish making a comeback. In the Midwest, a type of Asian carp has spawned so fast that it's threatening the Great Lakes, and a fish processor in Illinois hopes to make a business opportunity out of that. The company will ship 44,000 pounds of the invasive carp back to Asia to be used on dinner tables. Jenna Dooley of member station WUIS in Springfield, Illinois, reports.
Asian carp can be huge, up to 100 pounds, and they've been feasting on native fish in the Mississippi and Illinois rivers for years, and they now threaten the Great Lakes. Hard to believe they were once invited guests, introduced in the 1970s to eat algae. And then they spawned, and spawned, and while the rest is a history of environmental chaos. Asian carp are ugly. University of Illinois biologist Michael Lemke puts it more delicately.
It's an unusual-looking fish. We see so many different kinds of biological things, it's hard to call something ugly or not. But with the eye at lower than we're used to seeing them on the head, that's unusual. The carp in general might not be thought of as the prettiest fish.
For Ross Hirano, though, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. He's the international marketing director for Big River Fish Company in Pearl, Illinois. He had the idea to try to sell the fish back to Asia, but first a makeover was called for.
We want to make this a marketing product in terms of it being wild, it being non-polluted. It has so much energy, it dances on the water. And as a result of that, we're able to market this fish to high-end restaurants.
Non-polluted is a relative term used when compared to Chinese waters. In order to seal the deal, the fish had to get past a taste test from the owner of the Chinese company interested in buying the fish. So Hirano got cooking.
It's a nice meat. It's a very solid meat. And plus, it takes on the taste of the sauce, just like when you order whitefish at a restaurant. And we cooked all this Asian carp according to his recipes. And I ate a lot of it, too. And what came out of it was that he said, you know, this is the best carp he's had since he was a kid.
Big River freezes the fish whole to ship to China. The company operates out of a meager 12,000-square-foot plant. With no time to waste, the orders have started going out, and Big River is shipping what it can, when it can. The company got $2 million in federal dollars to expand its processing plant after securing a 30-million-pound contract with China. That expansion will be complete next spring. Big River works with about 100 independent fishermen to help fill its orders. An average fish weighs 30 pounds. At current prices, that's worth about $8 to wholesalers. Luckily, abundance is not an issue, but not everyone wants China to reclaim all of this potential cash crop. In Grafton, Illinois, where the Mississippi River meets the Illinois River, all you have to do is rev the motor a bit, and hundreds of the carp fling themselves into the air. Resident Gray McGee has tasted the carp and sees a bright future here for the fish domestically. This was once a big fishing area, known for catfish and bass. Fishermen have been leaving town since the majority of their catch now is Asian carp. McGee insists more would stick around if they had a place to process them. He wants to rebrand the fish and sell it as silverfin carp.
It's not a money thing. Money's part of it, obviously, or we couldn't do it. But the big part that excites us is that we can leave something here that's going to be good for not only the state of Illinois, but other states all the way on the inland rivers.
The measures are one way to address what environmentalists call a serious threat. Federal and state officials are studying plans to prevent the carp from making it to the Great Lakes. Their presence there would threaten the lake's $7 billion a year sport fishing industry. Meanwhile, the carp continue to spawn. So while they may be big and they may be ugly, these entrepreneurs hope they may soon be what's for dinner. For NPR News, I'm Jenna Dooley in Springfield, Illinois.